something for the weekend. It's Saturday. It's Trina Mara. I'm thrilled to have Dr. Jennifer Owens back on the show today from the Glow Clinic. Hello. It's great to hear your voice, Jennifer.
Trina, it's great to be back and it's great to hear your voice.
It's funny though, I was saying to you there, I feel like I have been in touch though because I've been watching all your Insta videos. So I feel like, I talk to you every day, but apparently it's one way. So tell us all, first of all, for anybody who doesn't know what you do there at the Glow Clinic, Jennifer has been coming in and out of the show for a long time now. What is it that exactly that you do there?
So the Glow Clinic, I'm originally a dentist and I did a master's in aesthetic medicine and some kind of few other qualifications. I primarily focus on kind of facial pain related to clenching and grinding, and I can use Botox a lot of the time to help with that. And then Botox for all the fun kind of reasons, like getting rid of frown lines and things like that. I do some fillers, skincare, medical grade skincare, peels, microneedling. We also stock some kind of supplements and stuff. So basically anything that makes you look and feel better is the kind of the general gist of it.
And the idea is, I guess, and you spoke to us about this before, Jennifer, because, you know, obviously because you were a dentist, and by the way, Jennifer sourced out the gap in my tooth. She's amazing. Because you were a dentist, you came from that medical background and, you know, you realise there were so many people in the industry doing Botox, doing fillers, all this kind of thing, and they didn't have that medical background. And the problem is, when things go wrong, you need to kind of have that, don't you? So that's why when you go to see it in the Glow Clinic, you know that you're in trusted and good hands, and you'll know what to do in the unlikely event something, you know, there was a reaction or whatever.
I've spent an awful lot of time and money and feels like half my life training to make sure I'm ready for anything that can go wrong, because that's unfortunately just part and parcel of having something injected into your face. You know, there are risks.
And you're not
small,
and
we can deal with them. But
you're not into this towie look, the massive look, and you'll actually turn people away.
No, well, you know, it's funny because even say I might have kind of women say that might know my mother who wouldn't be coming to get anything done if it wasn't me they were coming to, and they kind of say, you know, I'm watching Jenny. If she starts looking weird, I am out of there because natural is kind of the whole thing. So I have to keep my face natural. I keep all my patients natural because then they send you more people who want to look natural. I don't like, it's just not my thing. You know, some people like larger lips and things like that. Not really my thing. Not really what happens to any of my patients.
Okay, so if you need a little tweak, but you don't want to go down the route of, looking like some of the television stars out there, Jennifer is your woman. Now, you put up a post on Insta about the things that we don't want for Christmas, and I was kind of shocked. So we're talking kind of beauty products here, aren't we?
Yes, kind of. Like, I find a big area that people fall down on with their skincare is the stuff they don't think about, like taking off their makeup itself, their brush hygiene, stuff like that. It wasn't just you, Trina, who got a bit of a fright. I think there was about 7 comments about micellar water, and there was a whole load over on TikTok as well, being like, what? I thought micellar water was okay.
Yeah, so did I. So tell me about it. Micellar water, we shouldn't be using it.
I personally wouldn't recommend it. You know, obviously, if someone is like, I have fabulous skin, I love my skin, and I use micellar water all the time, that's great. Keep doing you. However, most of the people who come in to see me don't have fabulous skin, or they're not happy with their skin, and taking micellar water out can be a great thing for them to do. That is because a lot of the micellar waters out there, the pH is very low. In some cases, it's actually lower than some of the chemical peels I use in clinic. So what you're actually doing is you're kind of damaging your skin in the longer term. It's like this drip kind of drip where somebody might end up with sensitive skin 6 months after they started using micellar water.
Okay.
The other thing is it can feel like it takes off your makeup well, but it's not really cleansing your skin. So I personally don't recommend it. I would way prefer somebody to be using, say, Cetaphil cream cleanser on a cotton pad to take off the guts of their makeup, and then doing their oil cleanse or gel cleanse or whatever it is that they typically do for their skin.
Yeah. There's one that didn't shock me though, that you said people should not be buying, the wipes. I think anyone who's ever been on the show in relation to beauty, all the experts, I mean, hate wipes. They're terrible for your skin, aren't they?
They're so bad for your skin. I don't think they're great for the planet either. A lot of them leave like a layer of alcohol on the skin. They're very dehydrating. And the trouble with our skin is if we strip it with something like micellar water or wipes or very hot water even, or foamy washes, we can actually stimulate oil production. It's like, you know, if you've ever tried to stretch out your hair washing days, you can be a greasy mug for a couple of days, but eventually you kind of train your hair. And that's because it's not producing as much oil because you're not stripping it as often. And the same thing can happen with your skin. If you strip your skin, the only thing the skin can do to kind of protect itself is produce more oil. So a lot of the time that's what it will do. And you can find people who really shouldn't have breakouts or shouldn't have issues with that because their skin isn't really like that. And a few years of using micellar water and it's totally, totally different. Or wipes would be very similar.
There's a lot of panicky men now who are looking at what they bought their missus for Christmas. They're going, okay, need to get back out to the shops.
Well, I always think a gift card is a great way to do it. Now, I'm a fussy pain in the hoop to buy presents for. I'm always requesting gift cards because particularly, say, boyfriends or husbands, they often don't use skincare to the same degree as their other half. And they have no idea what they should be getting.
I think so. I think even if they know the brand, they don't realise that every item within the brand is different and there's different skin types.
Totally.
And they try, God love them. But yeah, gift cards.
Oh, I know. It's confusing. It's confusing for us as females. There's so much information out there being thrown at you. You know, do you have a vitamin C serum? Do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? And it gets very confusing. I think a gift card is great. Another option would be something like a silk pillowcase that's good for your skin. You know, some omega-3 supplements, always a good one for the skin. Kind of more boring, I suppose, than the fancy gift pack of like all the products, but possibly better for the skin in the longer term.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there the foamy cleansers. They're no-no. And a scrub.
I love
a good old scrub.
I know. It tends to scratch your skin and not exfoliate it evenly. You can feel clean, but you know that tight feeling that you can have after cleansing?
Yeah.
Where you just want to put like your moisturizer or whatever else on. That's a sign that your skin barrier is being interfered with. So if you use very hot water, you'll strip your skin, even if it's a gentle kind of cream cleanser or something. A really foamy wash will do it, and the scrubs will do it. So instead of a scrub, I would look more at a liquid exfoliant or a cream exfoliant. So lactic acid is a great one. There's a range from Ameliorate that has a body lotion. They have a great face moisturizer that's not ridiculously expensive, but it will help exfoliate those skin cells nice and gently and in a nice even kind of a way without irritating your skin. Because something a lot of people will notice when they use a scrub is, yes, they feel clean, but they may feel like their pores actually look a little larger. And your pores tend to appear larger when your skin barrier is not happy, when you've kind of stripped your skin. And that's usually not, you know, that's a bit of an own goal there. We're not looking for larger pores most of the time.
Yeah, but you'll still get that kind of a squeaky clean feel, because I do love the, you know, the scrub. You feel like your, you know, your face is really, really clean.
Yes, you can still feel like your face is really, really clean. It just shouldn't be stripped. Like, there are some great gel cleansers out there from Skin Better Science, or even like Neutrogena, the Hydro Boost gel cleanser is a great gel cleanser that doesn't leave you feel stripped, provided you're not washing your face in the shower with the water tends to be hotter in there. Or the hot water at the sink. It should be warm. What else? Yeah, like there's a brilliant glycolic cleanser from Dr. Levy that I just use as a mask. I leave it on for 3 minutes and that's your exfoliation. And it does feel perfectly clean after that. They tend to be more effective, the acid cleansers. Acid exfoliants. So that Dr. Levy one is a cleanser. I tend to just use it as a mask. But even the Pixie Glow Tonic is something a lot of people have heard of. That's an acid exfoliant. It's something that will help tell your skin cells to hurry up and exfoliate instead of kind of just traumatizing and scratching your face.
I think when people hear the word acid, they're like, oh, holy God, no way. Not going near that.
I know. But the micellar water can have a lower pH than a lot of those acids. Acidic pH is low. You know, it's below that 5.5 or below 7. Mm-hmm. 5.5 is our skin, which is slightly acidic. And that's where the damage from the micellar water comes in. The acid itself, I mean, hyaluronic acid won't exfoliate at all. But it does. I mean, with the reboot of Sex and the City, we all remember Kim Cattrall and her bright red face.
The red face. Oh my God, yeah.
But it shouldn't look like that. It can look like that if you go scrubbing it in the shower with a big scrub on your face.
Oh, gas. So, okay, so we're going to ditch the micellar water, the scrubs, the wipes, and also the foamy cleansers. There, she's told you now, Dr. Jennifer Owens from the Glow Clinic. How can we, I know you're so busy at the moment in the run up to Christmas, but I guess you're still doing vouchers and things, aren't you, for people who could come in after Christmas?
Yeah, we have vouchers, which you can email. I can't remember if there's a link on the website. There should be, but there's definitely a link on the clinic Instagram page and on my own Instagram page. But yeah, vouchers are really popular at the moment. Yeah, we are really busy. Everyone else is going to look great, and I'm going to look awful by December 20th.
As if she could. She's stunning.
But yes, it is busy, but they can find me. Instagram is where most people tend to find me, and they tend to watch a few stories and figure out if they trust me or not before they book in for a consultation or something. So it kind of, you can kind of get to know me a little bit. A bit like you, Trina, when you're keeping up with me.
That's it. So Jennifer, give us the Instagram there.
The Instagram is The Daily Glow with an underscore at the end of it. I'm also The Daily Glow on TikTok. And then we have the clinic Instagram, which is The Glow Clinic IE, with kind of lots of bits about our treatments and kind of more formal stuff. I tend to be showing my own mug and where Botox is on my face or wearing my frownies. Or
you'd never know that you have Botox done. I was really surprised when you told me that, because it's not, I know, well, it used to be a really obvious thing in people, didn't it?
It did. It's definitely refined over the years. When it first came out, people didn't really know. You know, they didn't really know what they were aiming for. They just thought, great, this stuff gets rid of wrinkles. So it's become way more refined. You can kind of microdose it where things still move, but you just minimize those fine lines. And, you know, frequently people, especially maybe some of my older patients, will say, oh, but you don't need Botox. I'm like, because I have Botox. But there's different ways of doing it. I mean, you can get eyelash extensions and they can look like you shouldn't be able to open your eyes and there's a couple of spiders have procreated on them, or they can look really nice and you can look wide awake and lovely and fluttery. So you can do it different ways. It's more about your taste than anything else.
It's funny as well, Jennifer, isn't it, that it used to be such a celebrity thing to do, like to go for these kind of treatments, and now everybody is getting it.
Everybody. And what I find as well with my patients coming through, everyone from kind of 35 and under tells their friends if they're doing anything, whereas the 40s up, people are a little bit more, you know, they're a little bit more reserved, but they are finding a lot of the time now. I find a lot of my patients in their 40s are saying, yeah, everyone's doing this. They're all admitting to it, which I think is kind of nice. I mean, if it's something that we do to take care of ourselves that make us feel good, I don't see any reason, you know, to not share with your friends or whatever else, especially if they're doing it as well.
And of course, a word of mouth recommendation, always welcome. Dr. Jennifer Owens from the Glow Clinic. Thanks so much. And we'll definitely catch up soon. Definitely won't be before Christmas, given how busy you are.
But
hopefully next year.
It's been so long. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Talk to you really soon. It is Something for the Weekend, Ireland's Classic Hits.